time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, yeah, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
All right, then, we here. Black History Year, Scorpio season, all of that fly shit. You know, it's a good time right now. You know what I mean? It's a good time.
No doubt.
Good vibes in the world. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, but shit, it's like before the next time we talk again, it'll be your birthday.
Yeah. Shit coming up. It's Thursday. This Thursday, the day, you know, the day the man came to be.
No doubt.
No. The born day, the birthday. Yeah. I'm excited about it. I'll do some chilling. You know. So yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna have a Narcos themed birthday party like Drake or no shit like that. Or Freaknik 21, like 21 Savage.
Right.
But, you know, I'm going to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. I'm chilling. I'm going to have a good time.
All right.
I feel like you a little bit in that way. You know what I mean? Like, I see. Well, you celebrated, but that was the 5-0. That was a big situation. It was a big body bends of the birthday. But, I'm grateful. I take it to account. You know, I do the audit. You know what I mean? I do that kind of leading up to the day. I do the audit. I look back at the year. You know what I'm saying? Wins and losses. Not even wins and losses. I don't look at it like that. But, you know, goals accomplished, versus what's still outstanding, what have you learned? You know what I mean? You know, you get the little mild crisis. Am I wasting my life? You know, that type of shit. Not really. Not as much anymore. But, you know, all of that type of shit. Some reflection. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm excited, man.
Be excited, man. You know, it's your birthday. You're outside this year. You know, relatively.
I'm outside. Yeah. I mean, you know, as outside as we can be, you know what I mean? As quote unquote back to normal as we are, you know what I mean? I'm gonna test that boundary and hopefully I'll be good. I might even buy myself an at home COVID test, make sure that I'm straight in the nostrils. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm excited. Another year, you know what I mean? Like, on some real shit, like, you know, not to get morbid, but it's been a lot of death as of late, you know what I mean, for a bit, but just as of late, recently, man, shout out to one of my old high school friends, Sariq Stevens, passed away. I got a cousin, Swanee, who passed away, you know what I mean? Like, some other people that are like fairly young people that are, you know, leaving, dying, passing, you know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, as you get older, you're definitely a little bit more grateful for the time you got here, and you try to, you know, enjoy this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just enjoy this shit. You know what I'm saying? Not even put a whole lot of pressure on what you got to do and all of that. You're going to do what you got to do, but, you know, just don't even judge how you enjoy your life, but just live your life, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We out here to do that, you know what I mean? You know, we already knew it, but, you know, sometimes the milestones give you them reminders of, let's keep pushing, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep living. You know, when death comes upon us, you know, you do a whole lot of reflection. You know what I'm saying? Am I done? Or if I was over today, did I? You know what I mean? How they looking at me? You know what I'm saying? I think Kenny Burns posted something like that today. That's saying, you know, if you had to go today, did you? No, it's like, how do they think of you versus, you know, how you think they should think of you. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't match up, we still got time. You know what I mean? So
right.
That was probably the last post I just saw before we came on here. So that's ironic. But yeah, man.
Killing niggas. Nigga get too reflective about mortality. Days later, oh no, you know, shout out to Kenny Burns, you know what I mean, long life, I think he's a fellow Scorpio too, so long life, but I'll say this to that, I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean, like, mm-hmm. I'm saying that on some, you know, 87% all the way in on that, like, obviously, you want to live a legacy, and you want to leave a legacy, but... Mm-hmm. When you done, you done. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. the recap, you don't have no control over that shit. Like, you hope in that moment, you know, you live as you want to die. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know, hopefully it'll be dope. Hopefully there'll be flowers. Hopefully, you know, because I see some people that die, and it's like, you know, like we all, you know, we joked about when Nipsey died, it was almost like he knew. He like, not to say that he knew, but his death propaganda is some of the best. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And there's other people that when they die, like their reflection is amazing. And there's other people that they die, you kind of forget. You almost forget that they dead. You know what I'm saying? Right. And but at the end of the day, they dead. You know what I'm saying? And they don't really, you know, I doubt. Honestly, if heaven is, and hopefully you go to heaven, or even if hell is what it's supposed to be, I doubt you look it out the window down on the scene, you know what I'm saying, scrolling through Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to see what the word is, you know what I mean, putting your name in latest, you know what I'm saying, and seeing what the feedback was.
See, the thing about the word and what the word is, it ain't never what the people really saying. It ain't never... You know what I'm saying? What the timeline going to say. Even in life, you know what I'm saying? It's not about what the people going to say. At the end, it's really, you know, in life is how you feel about that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a feeling. Right. It's not a real thing you could touch. It's a feeling, you know? And I don't know what happens after this, and I don't know much about, you know, the spirit world or whatever, or the next level or whatever. But if spirits are what they supposed to be and the ancestors are where they supposed to be and how they supposed to be, then it ain't going to never be the word that's said. It's going to be the energy of your spirit. You know what I mean? Is your energy restless? Is it, you know, fulfilled? Is it satisfied? I think that speaks to what the afterlife is, if it is what they say it is. And I don't know, because I'm here with y'all. But I do know that a lot of this shit is about feeling. You know what I'm saying? You know, even if they saying all glowing things and you know your shit ain't right, you know that shit. Right. You feel it in your gut. You know what I'm saying? It feel good to go outside and hear it and ha ha ha. And you might do extra things to elicit those types of feelings. Right. But when you come home and you take off your shit and you put your Rolex in the box and... You know what I'm saying? You wipe your makeup off if you're, you know what I'm saying, if you're a lady or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You know who it is in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? You know how that feel to be that person in the mirror. Now, when you can look at that mirror, and even when people ain't saying nothing about you or they talking bad on your name, but you look in that mirror and it feel how it's supposed to feel, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody take that. You know what I mean? And then can't nobody make that. That's all on you. It's all how you moving. It's like my pops always be saying, you know, at judgment day, it ain't gonna be your words and your mouth that tell your story. It's gonna be your hands and your feet. What did you do? You know what I'm saying? And how'd you feel about what you did, you know? I don't know.
I don't know it after you didn't hit him with the, you can't take
but
that,
I don't.
You can't make that. Now you got off.
I don't know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. See, okay. That's the thing with that, okay. with the when you got to have faith and all that, you don't know. You move with faith. The problem with us is we think we got to know everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We ain't got to know all this shit. And we hold ourselves accountable for knowing shit that we can't know. Yeah. Until you live it. Yeah. Until you die it. Right. Till you, you know what I'm saying? Until you go through it. Everybody pontificating and speculating, but and putting it as they if they know. We don't know. Even the shit we talk about on this show sometimes, you know what I'm saying? We just be speculating and talking shit. We talking shit based off of our knowledge of what we got, and that's it. It's not fact. It's not fiction. It's, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Do your research on your own, like Kyrie or something.
Yeah. Yeah, do your research, exactly. Live your life. For real, do your research. Because I think, anyway, I think the anti-vax do your research is like when your moms be like, I'll think about it. You know that's a no. But, but for real, do your research. I could go a couple different places with that. But, you know, yeah, you don't know, and you got to live it. And that's the only thing that's going to really enlighten you is your experience in this world. Right. You know? Funny thing, speaking to that point, just to kind of put a button on how you remember. Did you see Insecure this weekend?
I did.
Did you see the whole the B story with Kelly being dead?
Yeah.
And the reflections they had. Like, she always had a good stanky leg. He like, oh, what? That's what you remember? My stanky leg. You know what I mean?
That speaks to your obituary theory.
Right. You like, oh, who asked this motherfucker? Who gave that person that
a voice. Who gave that motherfucker a voice on my obituary?
Right. That was never. I don't even remember any of our interactions. This motherfucker saw that stanky leg from afar. But that's funny that would be the thing that they pull from. Oh, hell yeah. She used to get crazy with the stanky leg.
Yeah, but when you in college, what else they gonna remember you for? You know what I'm saying? It was college.
Yeah, it's true.
I hope
it's true. But you know, go ahead.
Nah, that's just an early indicator on shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like asking somebody who just knew you in for them 4 years and haven't kept up with you. What did you think about Kelly? Oh man, she had a dope stanky leg. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Damn. It's a lot of shit nigga could say from that era that you might not, that you done grew out of, might not even be.
Right. Yeah. I guess it all comes down to the witness at the end of the day. So who's the witness and who's the person that's going to recap the story? Because some people are better than others. Some people would have went a little deeper than the stanky leg, you know, college or not. Like I do think about even my high school, you know, my little quote from high school. It's terrible. It's embarrassing. I won't even indulge you. But I can't front. Back then, I thought I was saying something. I thought I had something to say. And looking back on it, it was like, you was fucking 18, 17 years old. Nigga, what was you talking about? But on the do your research situation, I got a question for you. This is just random shit. I found myself getting to this, speaking of getting older, and this has happened over time, I guess, but I'm at that age where, like, I'm not going to all the way jump out the window, but I'll buy some store brand shit. You know what I mean? If I go to the grocery store, like, everything ain't got to be name brand. You know, like, I'm not going to. And I thought about this. It's really, honestly, it might not even be about the greatness of the product, but just the strength of their marketing team. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain brands out there where I'm locked in. You know what I mean? Like, I can't see myself going in another direction. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain, you know, cereal brands. Like, it would take me a lot for me to go store-bought cereal. Like, I've done it, but I don't equate it with any type of, you know, success in life. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, that's being a little harsh. There's people out there eating, you know what I mean, Sugar Rolls and shit like that are doing well. And there's people that, you know what I mean? But I just... Certain shit just it's just, it's ingrained in me. But then other shit, I'll dip around. I can't think about anything off the top of the head right now. It hasn't all the way permeated in the shit. But more so than store-bought versus grocery store, but I do want to know where you at with that. But do you have a particular brand of water that you go to? And if so, why?
Mm-hmm. I do. A brand and then a type, you know what I'm saying? So if okay. I'm going brand, you know, I'm on Essentia just for the alkaline nature of it. You know what I'm saying? They were, you know, kind of, I don't know if they were the first out there, but the first mass, you know what I'm saying, brand out there was talking about the pH balance and all that kind of shit. Right. There's another one, Alkaline 88, that I go to because they got the jug version, you know, cut down on your plastic waste. And then if I'm just going type, I would go with a spring water overall. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not going with an alkaline water. So, and it ain't nothing but, you know, shit you done heard in the zeitgeist about, you know, what's supposed to be good for you. You know, had, you know, I'm a chronically dehydrated person. At least I was, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't pay no attention to that. You know what I mean? Just because not just that I wasn't drinking water, but what I would do is once you get in the zone with work, so sometimes you'll wake up, boom, jump straight into it. You know what I'm saying? By the time you even look up to eat, it's 2:30, 3 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Then you might eat something and then get back to it. And then before you know it, it's 9, 10, you know what I mean? And then you might eat again. But in between that time, you might not be drinking no water, you know? You might drink a, you know, coffee or tea or something like that once, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm drinking coffee, it's only going to be about 8 ounces, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you're not realizing that you know, dehydrated until, you know, you might be 5-6 days in. And you're like, damn, I got a headache or something. I'm tired. I'm lagging. Then you go get a green juice to try to give yourself a kick, and it still ain't getting the water you need because that ain't got much water in it. You know what I'm saying? When as you get older and you're like, damn, I got to do better. And you start looking it up. And then, like I said, I was in that a la care class and it was talking about hydration and shit like that. And I realized that was like a problem. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you killing yourself because you ain't drinking no water. And that's an easy fix. That ain't like, you know, working out or, you know, having to go do something. That's nigga, drink some water. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a kid, that's what you was looking forward to, some water when you was outside. Like, go to the water hose and get some water. But as you get older, you got options, you know what I mean? You forsake the water, which is the worst thing you could do because that's the baseline of your whole makeup is water. So once I started looking at water as an important thing, then they're saying, you know, we might want to go the alkaline route, you know what I mean? You know, build your health back, you know what I'm saying? Bioavailable water and shit like that. So, you know, that's why.
Okay. So Essentia is what you're going with because of the alkaline. And then you said on the spring tip, where you at with that? Any particular brand or?
Now, I don't have a particular brand, but I just watched one of these, you know, health situations, and they was like, spring water is the best water. Might have been Dick Gregory. You know what I'm saying? You know how something just stick in your head, like, okay, shit, I'm going to find the spring water in this mug, damn. So I don't have no particular brand. I just know Essentia is widely available. You can get it at the bodega, you know? So you ain't got to go on no hunt for it.
Yeah, I just downloaded that Dick Gregory diet book from back in the day. He put it on Audible. Mm-hmm. I messed with Essentia for a little bit. I didn't get all the way locked in on it. You know what I mean? Like, it's it's good when I see it. I'll definitely do it because, to your point, it's got the alkaline, and you're like, all right, bet. You know, that seems to be the thing. That's the marketing. I'm a Poland Spring guy. Nah, you know, that's the more. I'm a Poland Spring guy. But oh, this is the question. If somebody, do you think you could, tell Essentia in a blind taste test? Somebody poured a glass of Poland Spring, glass of Nestle Pure Life, a glass of Essentia, and a glass of Smart Water. Would you be able to determine what was what?
No. Okay. No. I would not.
Right, well, I'm glad I wouldn't even want it.
That's the whole point. You don't even know if Essentia is scamming you with the labeling. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This shit tripped me out when, you know, I was in New Orleans with my man Zakai, and he took me to a guy who had the super water or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Most bioavailable and all. You know what I mean? So what tripped me out about that was, they had the machines to make it. And I'm like, well, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? It's just regular water. It's all, you know, ionized, and you know what I'm saying? And then you realize that's what a lot of these things are doing. And so it's like, you don't know. Like, is this working? You know what I'm saying? You could put the pH strip in it and test it. So a lot of people do that. You see a lot of YouTube videos of people pH testing the water. But taste testing, nigga, I can't even tell the difference between the beers I drink sometimes. So, let alone some water.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it because I literally just bought some water today, and and it goes to the whole doing your research thing, and also just the brand shit, right? So, I'm a Poland Spring guy just for the fact that I've been doing it for so long. Their branding is probably the stickiest that I can remember. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like. That I could remember outside of Evian, but I remember the hate on Evian was, if you spell Evian backwards, it's naive. You know what I mean? So it's a hustle. I don't know. That's just that hit me. That was one of those. Evian, Perrier. Perrier is, you know, that's a little fly, but you know what I mean? There's others. But Poland Spring always was one of those that just kind of was there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Poland Spring, made from the best stuff on earth. I think that's their shit. Oh, that's Snapple, actually. Poland Spring is the spring.
Right.
You know, look at that. I'm fucking up my messaging.
The waterfall. But, the green label with the waterfall.
Yeah, the green label, the waterfall. There was a little bit in the streets about don't mess with the one that's got the red strip because that's got the cancer in it. You know, it's always that's got the cancer in it in the hood. Blue, blow pops. There's a few things that's got the cancer in it. You know what I mean? But Poland Spring was what it was. Mm-hmm. And... you know, I've been running around, especially, you know, we just got out of summer. Summertime, I try to go heavy with the water. I've been trying to go hard with the water just in general, trying not to drink too many sugary drinks. I don't really fuck with soda, but I'm a juice head. You know what I mean? But I've been kind of killing that a little bit. So I'll go with the water, and I'll go to somewhere like a Target or Walmart, and I'll buy like a 40 pack or something, put one in the trunk, and then I put one at the crib. The 40 pack in the trunk is obviously probably not the best thing to do because of the whole BPA and all of that other shit that I don't get involved
the heat
in.
Start melting the wax.
Yeah.
I mean, wetting the plastic in
killing
your water.
Killing myself. That's the other thing that made me laugh when you was like, yo, a la care. They told you, like, yo, you know what I mean? Or maybe it was just your own revelation. I just like how extreme the revelation was that you wasn't drinking enough. See, this is where you're killing yourself at. And right. I just think about, like, when you die, you know, beyond the praise and the props and all that shit, if you get the little manila folder when you're in the foyer and they determining where you're going to go, they show you the little foyer of all of the decisions you made that fucking expedited your death. It was like, you was fucking up here. I mean, it kind of happened early. I mean, you got on this, da-da-da-da-da. Anyway,
right.
But back to the water shit. So, you know, I'm a Poland Spring cat. And like I said, I do like a little 40 and 40 or whatever, 30 and 30 or whatever. So I go to the spot, Poland Spring, a little pricier than it normally is. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn. You know, it wasn't super crazy, but it threw me because I'd kind of gone out my way to go get it. And I didn't feel the appreciation for my journey in the pricing. So I said, oh, shit, it's And I said, well, let me go to the back of the store, see what other options is out there. And then they had the Nestle Pure Life, mm-hmm. which is something, just one of those waters I don't all the way, you know, certain waters you kind of like look down on. I seen Dasani gets a lot of hate. I didn't realize that. And I saw some shit about Essentia. They trying to say it might not be alkaline, but that's a whole nother, that's gossip.
Anyway, right. I mean, people have done those tests. You know what I'm saying? There's some.
Yeah.
They do the pH test. I mean, I guess I could get me a pH strip and test it on the YouTube.
It's, yeah, if you want to go that far. I mean, you know what I mean? You got to, where you going? I guess go to the hardware store and get your pH strip. I don't know.
Amazon, you know, food.
Pharmacy. Amazon, I guess that's the ultimate Walmart. But, so, back to the doing my research. So I'm like, damn, this is what I need to stop doing. I've kind of chilled on this. I think I've said this before on the pod. I'm not letting the universe be the authority no more. Goes mm-hmm. back to experience is its own best teacher. You live your life for you and you take your wisdom. You don't got to look at somebody else's map. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, live your life so you kind of have, you know, real tangible visceral touch points for why you do what you do. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I relapse every so often. So I'm, you know, do your research. I'm known for, you know, going on Google and being like, is Nestle Pure Life as good as Poland Spring? And then you lead it up to a bunch of bloggers who you don't fucking know. They become the authority. You know what I'm saying? It was like, but what I saw, because I went past some of the opinion-based shit, I saw something that Nestle Pure Life owns Poland Spring. And right. they from the same spring, and the spring isn't in the same place in Maine that you thought it was. And the spring, if you really go down the rabbit hole, gets real fucked up. The shit is damn near a sewage dump. Like the spot, like there's a whole, yo, there was a whole court case where they went in on Poland Spring. I think it was 2009 or something like that. Where they were like, yo, y'all are skimming off the sewage dump. This is some bullshit. This ain't what you said it was. Mm-hmm. Poland Spring settled. They didn't like fight. Like they settled. They didn't confirm or deny if the accusations were true or not. So this shit is a huge question mark. Long story short, the Nestle Pure Life was a lot cheaper. I copped the Nestle Pure Life. I just copped one. One little thing. I ain't get the double because, you know, I'm going to test it. But at the end of the day, when I started sipping all that shit, it was water.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just what it was. It was water. The shit was wet. You know what I mean? It was like what all the other waters are. But that story just, you know, it's just, it kind of just went in a circle just to say, you know, look, it's whatever you like. This whole shit is subjective. You know, it's all marketing more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this the brand affinity is starting to wear off on me because, mm-hmm. you know, I realize a lot of this shit is bullshit. And it just, you know, it's just, I'm doing the knowledge. I'm not doing the research. I'm doing the knowledge. I'm an old school 5%. I'm doing the knowledge. You know what I mean, God? And that's that. Yeah, so I'm Nestle Pured up right now for at least 40 pints. We'll see what happens next.
No doubt.
Anyway. Yeah.
No doubt.
What's good with you otherwise? What's good with you,
man,
otherwise?
Everything cool, man. Shit, I'm just out here ripping and running and shit, doing my thing, trying to get it all in. Went to the Nets game the other night.
Ooh, who'd they play?
They played Charlotte, so I got to see the good young Mellow Ball. And Miles Bridges, he showed out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What position is Miles Bridges? Is he a guard or is he
a power forward? Power forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny because when he was a rookie, I met him when he was a rookie in Toronto, and he was just like, you know, fresh in the league and, you know, young. Now he grown than a motherfucker out there bullying cats. I'm like, God damn. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm put on some muscle. You know what I'm saying? Got that NBA under his belt. He was handling his business. You know what I'm saying? He not like one of them Showtime type of players, but He damn sure a lot there getting buckets. You know what I'm saying? So that whole the Nets thing is a trip because you got, you know, you got KD, you got Harden, you got Kyrie on his thing, what we talked about earlier. And then you have the Kyrie supporters that was outside protesting in front of the Barclays.
Oh, you were at you were at that game where they tore down the barricades and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When they was trying to bum rush the shit.
That shit looked crazy.
I avoided that.
So disappointing. Yeah. That's wild.
I was like, what are they doing?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
My homeboy Jeff, Big Jeff. He actually went to Fan U with me. He actually, when I moved to New York, he let me stay at his crib. You know what I mean? When I first got here, he bought some season tickets, and they good ass. They like TV tickets. You know what I'm saying? They ain't on the wood, but they right there, nigga. You could slap an assistant coach upside the head if you want to. You know what I'm saying? So it was like some good season. It was like a good experience. You know, you got the lounge where you could eat and all that shit. You know what I mean? Right. So it was a dope experience. Then Hov came in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, they start opening up the bleak, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get on the floor, they gotta move like a seat so you could cut through. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like a little lane for you to go through. You gotta actually move a seat like a secret door or some shit. So I seen them start moving shit. I'm like, what the fuck going on, nigga? I mean, you in the way. And then Hov came through with the dreads and shit, looking like a Miami nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious. Came through Dolo or he came through
He was Dolo at the time. I think another cat came and sat with him, and it was like an Asian lady that was on the other side. I don't know if she was with him or not, but
okay,
he had company. He wasn't by himself. So that was interesting, you know what I'm saying? Because I've talked shit on the pod about the man dreads and shit, right? Because but in real life, they look like a Miami dude. They don't look like, you know, so how they look on the picture look different than how they resonate in real life. You know what I'm saying? In real life, it's like, okay, I see what he doing. You know what I'm saying? In pictures, it's like, man, what the fuck is this nigga? I see, what the fuck is this nigga doing? In pictures, you know what I'm saying? But in real life, it's like, okay, I see where he positioning this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I had to take back my own thoughts on the nigga dreads.
That's funny. There's a lot of speculation in the balding community that think them shits might not be 100. I don't doubt the cat. I don't think he would jump out the window like that. But
No. They look real. I mean, the texture is. You know what I'm saying? They look like doo-doo dreads, like Miami dreads, whatever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
You know, it's interesting for him to be that age. They ain't got no gray in them, but you know, that's his own. He might have good genes. You know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't had no mustache for a long time either, so, you know.
Right. Yeah, who knows what happened, man.
Nigga was living good, man. That nigga got the serum. Yeah. Nigga.
Hey, right. No, absolutely. Got the fucking super proto pack. I saw. Speaking of that game, a couple things. I saw some clips of Melo doing some ill passes. Melo is a star. Charlotte got a nice little. Yeah. They got some energy to him. But I also saw a little clip. I don't know if you saw it floating around. I guess Hov was talking to Melo like on the sideline, like they was kicking it or whatever. And then Melo kind of walked off getting right. And you see that nigga Hov like, hold on, nigga, I'm still talking.
But you see what they were saying.
I couldn't understand. It was like a lot of people trying to
lip readers. You know, and it might not even be what they were saying, but it damn sure looked like it once you put what they said to what they said. It was like, you gonna stay here for. He was like, you know what I'm saying, you gonna stay here. No, he's asked him something, and then Melo was like, nah, I'm in Charlotte. And then he's like, you gonna stay there forever? And then he was like, yeah. And then he walked off. And then I guess Ho was like, he had something else to say. But you know, Hov got a whole sports agency. He be probably, you know what I'm saying, out here recruiting.
I think he already got them though. He already got Melo on some Rock Nation shit though, right? Isn't he already under the umbrella?
Yeah, Possibly, I'm not sure.
I thought so, but it was just funny. It was just funny just to see it. Like, it was just, you know, just to see the little body language or whatever going back and forth. I didn't. Yeah. I saw some people trying to decipher what was said. It was just more funny just to see it. And then, like, some of the conversation turned into, you know, he's 20, Hov is 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. there's a certain, I think, as further away we get from Reasonable Doubt and the Jay-Z reign, you know, like, there's abstract respect, you know what I'm saying? But it's more so, like, for certain people, they just, like, it's like a concept, right. You know what I mean? Like, growing up, you know, like, Bob Marley is revered, and you know he's one of the greats, or Marvin Gaye's one of the greats, but in my time, I didn't feel the effect of his reign, you know, but either the, you know, there. These people's reigns, but you know that they are of note, mm-hmm. and you know, oh, that's what's up, but this nigga ain't Lil Baby, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's a different type of thing, so it's just kind of interesting to see, like, you know, how certain things play out. Like, right. Oh, okay, like, you know.
Nah, but I'm going to get to what you just said. But in that moment, my man was on his job, doing his job, right? And then, and he is the time of Roc Nation. So if Hov is saying, nigga, you know, you want to think about a different thing, he's like, man, nigga, I'm at work. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, right, of course.
At first, it's like somebody trying to get you to switch on your crew. You know what I'm saying? Like, Raising Kanan and shit. You know what I mean? They trying to get Lou to switch. He's like, man, I ain't on that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it looked like. It's like, man, I ain't on that. What you talking about, man? Come on, let me go do my job, man. I don't come all in the booth telling you what to rap, nigga. Leave me alone. But
nigga, I'm busy. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, nigga, I gotta warm up. But to speak to, like, that whole thing about, you know, when they had their reign, and that's the interesting thing about, like, music and artistry, especially in the hip hop community, is that your reign was so closely tied with the culture of the world. That when you're not in that anymore, and you're not creating that culture like that anymore, where do you get that energy from? You know what I'm saying? Where do you get that feeling from? And that it could speak to all of us, you know what I'm saying? Because we all gonna go and grow through stages. Like, we ain't gonna never be, you know what I'm saying, the same person we was at 20, you know what I mean, no more. We ain't gonna have that place in the club, in the community, or, you know what I'm saying, on the block. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a certain point in your life where white women ain't gonna grab their purse no more. And you be like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you don't even look dangerous no more. You know what I mean? Like, that was all part of your whole thing, your whole life. It's like people thinking you're dangerous. You know what I'm saying? You were able to use that to your advantage in some ways. And, you know, we might feel some kind of way about it when it happens. Like, damn, why motherfucker think I'm dangerous? But then when nobody think you dangerous, like, damn, am I here? Like, am I invisible? Because you're so used to it. You know what I mean? So you're used to a certain reaction that people give you. And then I think, like, somebody like Hov, as he's growing and getting older, you know, people still fuck with him now. Don't get it twisted. But when he walk in, it's different. You know what I'm saying? The types of adoration is different than it probably was in the day, you know, and everybody go through it. Sometimes you got to accept your new position and, you know, man, sit back and watch it like the Museum of Life. Like, okay, yeah, I see the new kids coming through kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Let me offer them some advice, some assistance or whatever. Then they might not want to hear from your ass. Then you're like, dang. But, you know, it looked like he's handling it gracefully. You know what I'm saying? He rich than the motherfucker. He could do all what he want to do. He can start whatever kind of business. You know, he's built his life. Now, you know what I mean? It might be time to retire.
Yeah, or figure out how to spend that momentum, you know?
What you spending it to?
You know, whatever other initiatives you got, you know?
Nigga about to be the superstar daddy in the school, nigga. That's what you about to be. Because them kids don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to be relevant up in that damn kindergarten.
Yeah, no, the kids are the ultimate equalizer. Like, you see that. They don't give a fuck how many plaques you got in the crib. Them shits is old, and I don't understand what a record is. But even still, it's just like you spend all of that because there is, like you said, there's people that still know the rain. You know what I mean? And it's just like you got to leverage that enthusiasm into your new endeavors, whether it's like, you know, you're becoming more vocal as it relates to social justice. Mm-hmm. Or you Harry Belafonte it. You know what I'm saying? Like you kinda spin it off a little bit, or you get into endorsements and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like shit. It happens all the time. Right. You know what I'm saying? It happens all the time. And it's just like you kind of try to make it look as seamless as possible because you still want to be able to leverage, you know, the juice, right. the nucleus of the juices, your effect on culture. Right. So while you can still leverage that shit on your way out of that your retirement, you start, you know, you're setting up your agencies and you coming out there and you know what I mean? It's less about the doing the shows. It's more about the walkthrough. You know, it's like that little walk to your seat. You know, that shit is even playing there. That's got to be like, all right, we're going to win like right before the second quarter. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening. Actually, my man was there on time. He got there on time. Like, he wasn't late and he stayed the whole game. So he ain't play it like, you know what I'm saying? He was actually in the game for real. The thing about that shit, man, you know, a lot of times people feel like they got to, you know, stay it on the same way, like on some business shit or some marketing shit or some, you know, in the affecting the culture immediately type shit. But really, as you age through life, you know what I'm saying? It's like certain positions you have to take just in life. And sometimes you embrace your position in life. And then that makes you relevant because you embrace your life station. You know what I'm saying? You're important. The thing about it is to be important to somebody. You know what I'm saying? And some things.
Right.
And in regular life, like most of us, we're just going to age through. We got our career. You know what I'm saying? We might have kids. Then, you know, you're going to have some grandkids. For me, I always saw my life kind of backwards anyway. Like, damn, I don't want to be as a granddaddy and shit. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm able to be a dope-ass granddaddy and my grandkids is really fucking with me and, you know what I'm saying, they bringing me life and joy. And, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes that affects everything around you because you got life and joy. Like, yeah, bring the kids, which turns into, all right, I'm going to set it out. You know what I'm saying? So you bring in more extended family because the grandkids going to be there. And then you become important to a whole generation of motherfuckers that could just leave your ass over there in that house by yourself. You know what I'm saying? And you never know how that affects everything else around you as whatever you are in life. If you was a superstar, you might not never walk out on that stage to, you know what I'm saying, thousands and thousands of people and get those cheers how you used to. Or you might still be able to do that and still feel empty. You know what I mean? So it's how do you feel about yourself in that mirror and the things that you doing at the age that you at, you know? You know, some people just give up and just close the shop. Like, man, you know what? Fuck this shit, man. If I can't be the hottest nigga in the club, getting them all, you know what I'm saying? Then this shit ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? Let me just sit back, drink beer, watch the game. But it's always a place for you. And what you've done in your life is never for naught. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like Jay, Puffy, all these cats, they have done all of the shit. You know what I'm saying? At the highest level. They've got the places that people work real, real hard in finance and titans of industry, and they don't get there. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't got shit to be worried about as far as their effect on culture. It's just the effect on they self at the end of the day.
I agree with you. What I was saying was more so like we were talking about in that moment, we were talking about Jay-Z, you're saying retirement. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying that basically, not to be cynical, because I was talking about leverage, and we still talk about retirement, we're talking about business. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with leverage and how even if you retire, there's a way in which you retire where you still have an effect on culture. Like that mm-hmm. was his his point of arrival for many people. You know what I'm saying? Outside of his family, his personal family, most people met him at Reasonable Doubt. You know, not most people, but that was where he came on the scene. You know what I'm saying? That was his debut. Mm-hmm. In effect, and people found in his ripple, you know, went on from there, and whatever happens, you leverage it. If we're going, obviously, if you're going family and everything like that, of course. But even in that, if you want to be a dope-ass grandfather, a lot of that is also going to be leveraged off the fact of how were you as a father? You know what I'm saying? Because if you was a shitty father, the chances are your grandkids might not visit you. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you don't know who's dead ass. Right. Like, if you were a great father, then your father, your son is going to be like, nah, wait till you meet my father, your grandfather. He's that. Because little, you know, that's that little part that maybe we don't even think about. But, you know, the introduction, the context of the grandparents, a lot of that is, you know, a lot of that is constructed by the parents. I can't wait to, oh man, my mother used to do this or my father used to do that. But you know, they're going to love you. Da, 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 da. So by the time you get there, you done heard so much testimony from, you know, your actual, you know, your first real, you know, that's who's guiding you through life. That is the ultimate Sherpa. Your parent was like, yo, they say I need to meet you. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, you just take it from there. You know, I heard you was cool. And all you got to do now is just kind of be cool. You know what I mean? Your son done threw you the alley-oop. Your daughter done threw you the alley-oop. All you got to do is show up and be chill. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, I've studied that kind of shit throughout my life. And I've seen, you know what I'm saying, a lot of dope grandparents that was not great parents that probably fucked up along the way
too.
See, that's the equalizer. It's like a microcosm for life and faith and all that shit. Is that with them kids, they don't know how fucked up you were. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of redemption. You know, people who has been on drugs but then got themselves together, and then by the time they grandkids, a certain set of they older grandkids might know them for being a fuck up, but then a certain set of them might be like, nah. Oh, they got this shit together. Now they doing you know, they doing the birthday parties, and they always bake the cake, and they always scream happy birthday the loudest. And like, I don't think I ever heard my parents say anything about my grandparents, you know what I'm saying, to set it up. It was always, you just get your ass dropped off over there. You're like, okay. And there's grandma. And then you watch how grandma doing. You're like, you know what? This is a whole different vibe than, you know what I'm saying, what's going on at the house. Because, you know, that parent energy still be on the bubble, on the come up. You know what I'm saying? That grandma energy be settled. And this is how we doing things over here. You know what I mean? So it's always a chance for redemption in that space, which makes it a good thing, which helps. Sometimes it helps people become better because, you know, they got people who ain't judging them for the past that is not them anymore. You know, for me, I've tried to do the shit on both ends. You're going to miss, you know what I'm saying? Your kids going to always have some crazy shit to say about you. My kids say crazy shit now and they be like, nigga, that ain't even true. But, you know what I'm saying? That's their perspective. You know what I'm saying? You're like, what the fuck is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? You know how much I sacrifice around this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? What is you saying? But, you know, it's going to be, all that's going to be in the game. And really the thing, again, and I don't know why this is the thing, but again, at the end of it, it's all going to be how you feel about the shit. You know what I mean? Did you put your best foot forward at the time where you had to put your foot forward? Or did you lay down and turn your back? Or did you go do some other shit when you know you were supposed to be trying to address this shit right here? You know? That's what come back in you. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, when that testimony come in, it's what you did. You know what I'm saying? Where's your hands and your feet, man? What were they doing? That's who testifying against you or for you. You know? So can't nobody read your mind and can't nobody always interpret all your moves. But your moves know what they did and why.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all that matters. You know? Mm-hmm. Don't let what they see or how they perceive you really fuck up how you feel about yourself or how you see yourself. And I say that in the sense of, you know, a lot of people think Big Meech is flashy. He didn't think so. Let's get into this BMF recap before we get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like that old awkward ass transition. It was smooth. It was a smooth. Yeah. We got it. BMF.
Yeah.
What did you think? I mean, you know what? So hold on real quick. We might, you know, this obviously we got a time is of the essence this week, but might consider expanding, you know, we getting into our TV game, you know, Insecure back. I don't know if you're up to date on Succession, but that's back too. We might want to talk about some of that too, but for right now, let's get into Meech and old Southwest T. Is it Southwest T?
Southwest T.
Yeah.
Southwest High School.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Oh, okay, I know what that was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they from the Southwest.
This was a good... Okay, got it. And I got to ask, I mean, I'm sure we got some Detroit listeners. Is E-Course in Detroit? Is that like a little area in Detroit? Let us know. I'll tell you this. One thing that I peeped... And I might have thought it was going to be a lot more severe, but I was not surprised when Zoe became a pawn in the game. I knew that shit was going to happen. There was a lot of Zoe going on at the front end of the season. And besides getting back in the game and reestablishing himself, the only thing that really mattered to Lamar is that little girl. Mm-hmm. So... they definitely caught that, and they definitely, used that as a leverage point. You know? But let's talk about it. What you think of the episode?
I mean, it was cool. I mean, I'm enjoying this black entertainment. You know what I'm saying? For better or for worse. You know what I'm saying? For the good and the mistakes. You know what I'm saying? I don't recall the mistakes don't jump out at me this week. You know what I'm saying? It was just funny how Meech just took that little girl for a joyride all day. It was unsettling. You know what I'm saying? This man just grabbed that little girl up and was like, yeah, we gonna get ice cream. We gonna have fun. And you know what I'm saying? And he just rolling like, you know, I know in the 80s it might have been that way. Now it's like, shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you did what? You know what I mean? Yeah. So that was wild. Just the feeling of uneasiness that I felt watching him ride around with that little girl, actually not even doing nothing, just really having a great time. But nigga, it was unauthorized. You know what I'm saying?
And it was unauthorized and it wasn't. Yeah, go ahead.
And you know, so you know, that was one thing, you know what I mean? The one trip shit that was like, like, you been fucking with this man. You don't know where he live at all. You know what I'm saying? When Lamar asked her where he live. And, you know, being in this age of information, it's like, that shit is just, like, mind-boggling that nobody can find out where this nigga live at his mama house. Nobody. Yeah. But it was the 80s, though. You know what I'm saying? 90s or whatever it was at the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Uh-huh. So that was one thing. I did see that the Herringbones made their appearance last week and this week again. So the Herringbones is in effect. Lamar had on one. There's a couple in his crew had the hair and bones. What else would have stood out about this whole thing? You know, the whole lawsuit thing, that's, you know, that's like the Mexicans in Snowfall. Storyline, just be there. Just so they can make sure it's there. Shit. What you thought? I'm trying to gather, because I watched it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go back in time and figure out what it was about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But as you know, as you talk, I'll probably come up with some more shit.
That's funny. Nah. Yeah, they definitely, I think that, I guess, you know, they knew, especially dealing with abducting a kid, that could trigger people. So at least they kind of even primed it when Meech was like, yo, I got an idea. I don't think you're going to really like this. You know what I'm saying? Just to let you know, like, there's some sort of moral center here. Like, there's certain shit that we even see is out of bounds. But when push come to shove, this is still a dirty game. And, you know, we're going to be as delicate as we can. But, you know, I need this money. So there was that, but you know, it was different back in the 90s. There were no, you know, everybody now got a GPS on them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you could find a motherfucker immediately. Now, back then it was just, you were at the whim of whenever they return, you know what I'm saying? So that was interesting, you know, what was it? Marshmallows and extra marshmallows or something. Just right, it's just right. Funny. Just the little shit that it could be the carrot. Yeah, and then we're gonna do this. Yay! You know what I mean? I thought that got a little sloppy when Lamar came through. Like, the Lamar Cato thing is a little tenuous. The cartoons on. I was watching cartoons. Niggas, like, adults watching cartoons, even though she ain't an adult, like, but just getting older watching cartoons. Back then, that wasn't as big as it is now. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially there's like, you know what I mean? Like that's a cartoon. It's different now. There's cartoons that are like written for older people and things like that. But you know, like, you ain't just sitting in the house watching Looney Tunes to decompress when you out here selling crack. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that fits the profile, but maybe, who knows? That was a bit of a stretch. I got a kick out of the overhead projector. In the little legal mediation or whatever, I just thought that was real deal technology back then. It was like, hold on, we got some photos. And he turned on that overhead projector. Remember that overhead projector had to take a second to warm up for a hot second, for that bulb to get all the way bright. So that was funny. I like when Pat punched Meech in the stomach on some real old school player. You know what I mean? Like, I still see you as my little nigga, so I'm not gonna pull out a gun on you, but I gotta sock you one time just to let you know I feel a way about this shit. You know what I'm saying? So that was funny.
I thought that was last week, but yeah, you're right. That was this week.
Nah, that was this past week. Oh, this is something, and I knew it, but I forgot it. And you see it in the episode, in the scene where the officer comes to the barbershop to talk to Pat, you know what I mean? And they chopping it up. You know, they brothers in real life.
I didn't know that till this BMF came out, and they was teasing that scene earlier last week, but I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah. I had heard that. I remember Wood Harris had spoken about it in interviews or whatever, but like, to see them in a project together is kind of cool, you know what I mean? Right. And they both got their own approach to their characters or whatever. But right. That's a cool little
say that was the first thing. Time in a scene together.
Oh, okay. That's dope. That's dope. That's kind of cool that they got to do that. I thought there was that scene. Well, it's a couple things. There was that one moment where mom's basically divorced pops in her mind. You know what I mean? When she was like, well, you don't even live here no more. Right. I was like, oh, shit.
But he divorced her when he walked out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Indeed. Yeah, there you go. I guess that he threw the first rock.
Yeah, he moved out. That's it.
Yeah, Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. He definitely left the residence. So, yeah, they are separated, literally. So there's that. And these are just observations. Mm-hmm. I still, and I think I've said this before, but I do like the dynamic between T and Meech because they really do argue like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. They really beef about little dumb shit sometimes, mm-hmm. or, like, petty shit. It's just back and forth, power struggle type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That torture scene with Slick, that beatdown, that was a, you know, first of all, that torture scene was an ad for duct tape. Because that duct tape had that nigga all the way secured in. He couldn't go nowhere. But he held that shit down like a G. He's one of the better characters. He always got some funny shit to say. He got a lot of swagger to him. You said you got the line?
No, he always got the right lines. You know what I'm saying? That punchline. Oh, yeah. He always got them.
Yeah. Yeah. He took that torture. I don't know if I would have took that type of torture. I'd have broke. I said, listen.
He took all that torture just to let me smooth talk him with a, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me just tell you, you know what I'm saying? Listen, man, you know.
Walking by the window.
Yeah, I'm gonna either kill a little girl or you could be the hero, you know what I'm saying? But I'm fucked either way.
Yeah.
Hey, you know. Yeah, you don't worry about that. Don't matter, but you know, you ain't think about that when you was getting tortured. Why you thinking about it now? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Meech definitely have his Batman moments.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So it's like he just solved that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They ain't even miss a step. Meech. The nigga walked past the torture scene. He didn't even, by the time he stopped walking, it was solved.
Mm-hmm. Done deal.
Right.
My last two observations was, I got a question. I'm curious. Is Big Rube the narrator? Because I'm trying to place that voice. Sometimes I'm like, is that Big Rube? And then my last thing is, I think moms needed that wake-up call. You know what I mean? When she walked in on them and they had all of the drugs out. Shit,
all
like
the dope.
That.
Talk about killing.
All the dope. Just talk about the deaths and shit and all of that. These niggas ain't got no discretion.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Them walls from that shit, them walls don't look like they that thick.
That mama
you know
house.
What I'm saying? But, yeah, come on, stop it.
Yeah,
stop
but
the
back
only
then,
motherfucker that still believed
it was
in
like
you.
That.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so.
But what you were saying?
Yeah. Nah, that was it. I think she needed that wake up call. You know what I mean? Like to see it with her own eyes.
Because
I did feel like towards the middle of the episode, you could see that she was like willingly delusional because that's her baby and she'll lose yet another child, you know what I mean, to the game or whatever. When that overhead projector had that little photo of them coming up out of that whip, that was all that really, that was the photo spoke, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he lied to her. Look me in my eye, you know what I'm saying? My eye, you know, he got the late, never mind.
Come on now.
Talk too much about
it. She ain't seen him pull up in that Benz.
She didn't see him pull up in the Benz?
Now, man, he been pulling up in that Benz the whole season.
Has he pulled up in the Benz? Because I thought
that Benz with the gold rims, man, they been in that Benz. I know he ain't what he.
That's Meech that pulls up in
that. Nah, Meech got the gray Benz. He got the black Benz with the gold rims. That's been in the show since the second episode.
Okay. I thought that he was hiding that somehow, because I remember when it came up and his wife took the rap. So yeah, my uncle gave it to me, because it seemed like that was the first time that they were kind of like, oh yeah, where did this come from? Because it felt like that was new to them too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, or maybe that was the first time they ever thought about what the origin was, which seems kind of naive or gullible to never ask until a cop bring it up in conversation. I don't know. I always thought they was tucking it away somehow, but I could be wrong on that one. But yeah, that's what I remember from this episode. That's some notes I think that I wrote down when I watched it.
Well, all in all, you know what I'm saying? Solid weekend of black TV. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. It's,
shit. Yeah. Cash Doll done got rid of both of them. You know what I'm saying? Lamar and Meech. I know Lamar sack. He was that little poetry got him in the game. Now he back on the streets. He back in the bathroom with, you know what I'm saying, with Shirley.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that plays out. Speaking of just black entertainment, we'll talk more about Insecure next week. But Power Book 2 comes back November 21st. This boy 50 is relentless. This kid ain't lean. He ain't letting up. No, that time slot is his from now on. Nobody got next. And I'm not even mad at it.
I mean, on that network, nobody ain't got nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I watch Heels. That's all right.
Who?
It ain't all that. Heels is a wrestling joint. It's kind of like Sons of Anarchy, but like on some wrestling shit.
Wow.
It's all right. It don't sound like no wrestling shit, Heels, but heel is a bad character in wrestling. That's where that comes from. Is a face, which is a good guy, baby face, and then a heel. You know how they say turned heel? That means go bad. It's all right. It's all right. It's not it's decent. It's decent. But beyond that, there's a couple other little shows that they be trying to lead me to when I'm watching the shit, but I haven't really jumped in on anything else on Stars. But Power Book 2, November 21st.
All right, so we might need a whole offshoot of just black TV talk.
We might have to do that. We'll figure something out, maybe. Yeah, that sounds good.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
But I know you got a show to get to, so I ain't gonna hold you.
No, all good. You know what I mean? It's Yeah, I gotta shake. You know what I mean? But it's always good to chop it up with you and chop it up with, you know what I mean, be here for the listeners.
No doubt.
But until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Conversation.